A handy explanation about the source of Fed dread. Plus, we talk with the newspaper reporter with the scoop of the morning.
Let Marketplace be your guide to the modern world. Subscribe to the Marketplace Tech Report podcast. Find it on iTunes or at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. Today, a tentative sign of new hope for the job market. 11,000 fewer people signed up for unemployment benefits last week. And on Thursdays, we check in on the subject of markets and the economy with Diane Swonk, chief economist at Mesirow Financial in Chicago. Morning, Diane.
Good morning.
Here, what should we say when someone comes up to us later today and wonders, what is this dread about the Fed that's driving all this volatility we've been seeing in the stock market?
Well, the biggest fear is that the Fed will pull back and stop being the only game in town before the economy's ready and really gotten some firm footing.
They'll stop buying bonds as a stimulus before the economy is actually prepared to lose the stimulus. That's the fear.
That's the fear. And actually what the Fed has said, we're not going to stop. We might slow down a bit, but we're not going to stop. And we're not going to even slow down until the economy is a little better than it is. But the fear is real and palpable because the Fed's the only game in town right now. We actually see higher taxes and lower spending by the government. In fact, most people don't realize that government spending, it's not an accounting gimmick. It's actually falling. The U.S. government's contracting right now.
Now, the big monthly unemployment report from the government is due out less than 24 hours from now. What are you seeing?
Looking for about 150,000 in terms of total payroll employment growth. That's a real slowdown from the more than 200,000 we saw in the last sort of 3 months of 2012 and the beginning of 2013, the first 3 months of the year averaging over 200,000. It's that 200,000 threshold the Fed is really looking for. And with that, you're just going to see this sort of speed bump again we've hit in the spring months. And the speed bump is also what worries people out there, because with a speed bump and the fear the Fed might pull back, people are worried about what's going to happen to unemployment as well.
Diane Swonk at Mesirow Financial, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Do you enjoy the music we play between stories? Visit the Marketplace Music section to browse playlists for all of our programs and to buy those songs on Amazon. A percentage of each purchase goes towards supporting our programs. Find more online at marketplace.org/music.
The Obama administration today acknowledged that its National Security Agency is collecting the phone records of not the few, but the many, calling it a, quote, critical tool in protecting the nation from terrorist threats. The Guardian newspaper had obtained a top-secret court order that requires the phone company Verizon to turn over phone call logs and other so-called metadata of millions of business customers. Glenn Greenwald is the Guardian reporter who broke the story. Mr. Greenwald, good morning.
Good morning. Good to be here.
You got a hold of a document that shows what?
It shows that the Obama administration, the FBI and the NSA specifically, went into the so-called Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act court, the FISA court, which is a court that operates in total secrecy, and asked that court to mandate that Verizon Business, which is the largest provider of telephone and internet services for American businesses, small businesses across the world, turn over all phone records to the National Security Agency, including phone records that show exclusively local calls, calls among and between Americans inside the United States, as well as a whole variety of other identifying information, such as the duration of the call, the location of the users, the type of telephone they're using that enables the location of the users to be known, a massive amount of indiscriminate information against not people suspected of wrongdoing or terrorism, but everyone who uses the service.
So you're not talking about something that would be targeted or narrow or based on specific evidence of wrongdoing.
Right. And this is what makes it so controversial, is that the cited law to justify this, which is a provision of the Patriot Act, was a law that was enacted in the wake of 9/11. And the government told people who were worried about this law that it would only be used to target individuals suspected of being members of terrorist organizations. And here you have the law being used exactly in the opposite way, which is not specific to any individual or group of people's phone records. They're asking for every single phone record that Verizon Business has for every single one of its customers for every single call that they've made during this time period.
How long's the time period? It's not back in perpetuity.
The time period is 3 months, so it begins April 23rd and it ends July 19th. The question at this point is whether this is just simply a one-time only event. Have other companies been targeted with similar orders, and have they been doing this for a lot longer period of time than simply this three-month period suggests? There's a senior official who told the Washington Post this morning that this is simply a type of order that has been routinely renewed over the last several years to enable the government to build a comprehensive database of people's telephone calls.
Which would raise other public policy questions if it's routine. Now, what's Verizon saying about this?
The amazing part about all this is that in the court order, it specifically says to Verizon, you are barred from disclosing the existence of either the FBI's request or the court order. So if Verizon had wanted to stand up in public and say, the FBI is persecuting us by demanding all our phone records, if they wanted to tell their customers, they are barred by court order from uttering a word about any of this in public. So as one would expect, when we called Verizon to get comment, they dutifully said they were not able to comment.
Glenn Greenwald is a reporter for The Guardian newspaper. Mr. Greenwald, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Note that The Guardian says it approached the NSA and the White House prior to publication to see if the administration had security concerns with the story, but all declined to comment at the time. And before we go, a British company called AeroSight has just demonstrated that you can deliver Domino's pizza using an unmanned aircraft. Two large pizzas, probably topped with sweet corn in the appalling British tradition. Now, the flight wasn't exactly automated, so is it really a drone? A guy on the ground used a wireless controller, which is drone-y or drone-like, I suppose. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.